The church in those days, you see, I've got my confirmation book that Mr. Jari gave me, because I can go back, although Patterson Morgan christened me, and I've got my baptismal certificate in my banana book there. He christened me, but I didn't know much about that. But, as I say, my first vicar I knew was Mr. Jari, and he, of course, you probably know the vicarage then was at the corner of Hartington Grove, and that's where we went for our confirmation classes. And they went on quite some while. And when my sister and I, we decided to want to be confirmed, my aunt said that my cousins would like to come too, and the boy cousin, she said he's too shy to go with the boys, so he came too. And although his name was Cyril, he died about 2 or 3 years ago, Mr. Jari never called him Cyril, he always called him Eric. And he used to say, "Eric, will you put the light on now?" when it got quite dim. But the vicarage in those days, of course, Mr. Jari was a widower, but he had a housekeeper. I mean, he'd got, it was a lovely Victorian home, I mean, with lots of ornaments and, it was very nice. He kept it very, very nicely. And then, of course, we had, next one was Mr. Needham. And, of course, then it was quite frugal. So it's how things change. Well, I mean, they'd got 3 young children, whereas I... But what was the church like then? Well, I was in the Sunday school, and then I went to Crusaders. I think the movement is still going, and we used to meet in Drozier Road, where a lady called Mrs. Hole used to clear her sort of double dividing room, and the juniors had to go out into the kitchen for their part of the service. Anyhow, Mr. Needham said to me one day, "I want you to come and teach in my Sunday school." Well, I was 16 then. Well, I didn't think much of the idea, but I did go. And in those days, of course, that was when we had the church hall. And the boys were down one side and the girls were down the other side. And there were all these big circles of different teachers. Superintendent was, I think latterly was Mr. Yarrow. Nice fellow.